Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, Millionaire Mindcast fam? Welcome into today's show. For all of you who are out there trying to build momentum behind your business, behind your brand, behind a product or a service, or something that is going to move you forward in terms of getting more exposure and positive light, getting reviews in the online world that we now live in is so critical. And I see so many people missing out on this opportunity all the time. So in today's episode, I'm going to break down for you guys my step-by-step process and how you can go about getting reviews and automating this aspect of your business. This is literally the strategy I use to take my hotel from zero to now 255 star reviews in a very short period of time, just about 5-6 months. And there is, of course, a method to the madness, but once you set up this infrastructure and then automate this process, it's something that will happen like clockwork. You can bulletproof it, and you can really give yourself the best chance, one, to get that customer feedback, but two, to get that online exposure that is so critical in the noisy, loud, crowded world that we live in today. You gotta take every opportunity and every chance to go out there and separate yourself from everybody else. You wanna be that outlier. You wanna be the one that sticks out of the crowd. And I'm gonna show you guys how you can do this today in your business. Again, you can apply this to any industry, any space, any product, any service. This is a system. And of course, when it comes to systems, this is something that you can use to scale your brand without you necessarily having to be the one doing all the heavy lifting all the time. And in this world we live in, people want a window into who they're potentially doing business with or what product they're going to be using. And those third-party testimonials and reviews are like gold today, because it really doesn't require you to go and sell the product or the service or the brand or the company yourself. Other people are going to do it for you. So we're going to break that down in today's episode. If you are new to the show, welcome. We talk all things wealth building, real estate, investing, personal finance, news, all things that are going to help you on your wealth building journey to that millionaire status and beyond. So be sure to subscribe to the show. Know that these podcasts are also in video format on YouTube. So go and check out Matt Aitchison, or just type in Millionaire Mindcast on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. Be sure to smash the like button. And all I ask is, if you guys get value from these shows, you know, I don't charge anything. I don't, you know, this is purely out of love and passion and hopes that these little things add value to you. So with that being said, if they do, all I ask is that you share it with somebody or leave a review on whatever platform you enjoy listening to this content on. With that being said, know that you can always reach out and hit me up. Shoot me a text, 844-447-1555. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can check out the show description, and we have all kinds of free resources for you guys: net worth trackers, free real estate courses, setting up financial x-ray calls to go over your investing strategies and your financial portfolio. So take advantage of all of those exclusive offers for you guys, the Millionaire Mindcast listener. And you can always text certain words, invest, for the free real estate investing course, deals, to get on my accredited investor deals list, to be notified of real estate investment opportunities and syndications that I'm participating in. You can get a free call with Ryan, my co-host on Wealth Building Wednesdays, and his financial team by texting the word x-ray, all of those to 844-447-1555. With that being said, let's dig into today's episode on how to get positive business reviews on any platform that you want to. I'm going to talk about Google specifically, but this system is going to work. A four-step system will work on any platform. Without further ado, let's dig in. Before you decide to make a purchase on Amazon or drop into a dining experience, what is the one thing that you often look at? the reviews. And in today's world, reviews can make a business a lot of money online, or it can also break them all together. And the sad thing is most businesses don't even focus on getting customer reviews, and that is so easy. So in today's video, I'm gonna show you my simple five-step process on exactly how I took my hotel, the Play Park Lodge, from literally zero reviews online to 200 five-star reviews on Google in just less than 6 months using this very simple process, and how you can follow it to build your brand and your business reviews online too. What's going on, guys? Mattia here, and welcome back to my channel where I focus on all things mindset, money, and as always, real estate to empower you on your march to a million and beyond. In today's video, many of you know, having a strong digital footprint online, this is something that is extremely powerful nowadays. It's almost a necessity. And when it comes to getting more customers and more retention, it is something that you have to be doing at a really high level. And I don't know about you, but before I decide to buy anything, I will always read the reviews first to hear what do the customers have to say about this product or this brand or this service. And in my opinion, it's one of, if not the best way to get an unbiased idea as to what kind of product or service or experience you're buying before you actually invest in it. And one online study found that 88% of consumers consult reviews before making a purchase, and another study indicated that 63% of consumers are more likely to make a purchase from a site or a business that has customer reviews. So again, this is just more proof that supports why you should have this simple system set up so that you can get more reviews, to get more customers, to bring in what? More money, more revenue generating opportunities through the door. So real quick, before I show you how I went from literally zero reviews on my business profile to 200 five-star reviews on Google, I wanted to go over the three main benefits of getting customer reviews and why they are so important to the growth of your brand. Number one, marketing material. Reviews are key because you can use these testimonials in marketing your business in so many different ways. You can repurpose this to be of value on other sites, other platforms, whether that's on your website, online for pay-per-click, or Facebook ads, or Instagram ads. There's really so many ways that you can use third-party proof to build your brand trust and your brand recognition to benefit you. Number two, a feedback loop. While reviews are great externally from an optics perspective to those maybe outside looking in, right? They are equally as powerful from an internal perspective because to better understand what you are doing right and or wrong as a business, you'll get that real-time feedback from your customers through reviews. And third, expanded visibility. The more reviews you have, the more visibility online you're going to get. For example, on Google, the quality and quantity of reviews is one of the most really important ranking factors for local SEO when it comes to someone searching your business or a common keyword tied to your product or your service. The business listings that have customer reviews will naturally have greater credibility and receive more clicks as a result on Google. Now that you understand the true value behind reviews and why you should make this a priority for your business, let's talk about how simple this can actually be and how you can start getting some reviews. So I'm gonna use my hotel business for this example. As many of you know, I bought an old rundown hotel last year, and it was a complete overhaul from the property to the team to the operations to the brand altogether. And when I took it over, it literally had more 1- and 2-star reviews than it did even 3- or 4-star reviews. So I knew we were really going to need to overhaul the digital footprint of this property and basically start from scratch. So after rebranding everything and setting up our website, our social media pages, and our profiles, then we mapped out and executed on the exact plan, which took us from 0 to 200 five-star reviews on Google. So let's go ahead and dig in. But before we break this down, be sure to hit that like button as well as hit the subscribe button if you're new to the channel. And don't forget to check out all of our freebies down in the show description below.
Okay, so first and foremost, we all know the best way naturally to get reviews is to ensure that you provide an exceptional customer service experience and, of course, a quality product. They want what they are paying for, right? So happy customers mean your likelihood for getting good ratings and good reviews is going to go way up. Okay, step number one, pick a main platform or profile you want to drive your reviews to. Now, this is important because if you give people too many options, they're going to get confused on where to leave one, and confusion, as we know, often leads to overwhelm or inaction, and they never actually get around to doing it. Now, when it came to the hotel, I chose Google Business because Google is the most used search engine in the world. So I figured if there was any platform I wanted to rank high on for SEO, it was going to be Google. Step two, secondly, you need to have an active strategy in place to encourage reviews rather than just waiting for them magically to happen, right? Because people are already busy enough and they're distracted as it is, so you want to make this process as frictionless, as simple as it possibly can be for them and for you too. So this is where we came up with basically 2 to 3 very simple templates. Also, something to note is set the stage for them, right? Let them know that you'll be asking for a review once they have a great experience with your product or with your service. In all of my other correspondence and communication with leading up to the review and the ask itself, I will always let them know that it is coming. Expect it, right? And how much it actually means to us that they take the time to leave a review. This is what we call future pacing, and it gets them ready for what we are actually going to be asking for them in the near future. Step three, automate it. Automation is one of the best ways to bulletproof your processes and create a seamless customer experience. So instead of you forgetting to send them at the right time or sending them something different every single time or not knowing what you were gonna say, you can trust that by having a process, a template, a system that is automated, it goes out like clockwork, and trust that it is going to get done every single time. Step four, personal follow-up. This is an important one. Now, it takes a little bit of extra time, but these reviews are important, whether that's calling them, texting them, whatever you have to do to keep your review top of mind. You don't want to be a bother, of course, right? But people will appreciate your follow-up if you do it in the right way. And when they got what they actually wanted or what they actually paid for, they're happy to be able to help you and leave a review. Step five, this is a big one. Respond. Take the time to respond to all those reviews. Just like if you drop me a comment below, I will respond to all of your comments. People want that interaction. They want to be heard. They don't want it to just be a one-way street. And also, it's important for the algorithm. The algorithm knows that you have an active account. But even more importantly, in my opinion, it shows that you're a real person behind your brand. I don't care if it's a good review, if it's a bad review. Taking the time to respond back shows the next customer who's considering buying your product or your service or staying at your hotel that you're real. You can see here, right, that I actually go through and I leave personalized responses on every review. And I really want our customers and future customers to know how much we appreciate them taking the time to leave us a review. They have busy lives, busy schedules too. So when they do that, we appreciate that and acknowledge it. And here's something I would note about bad reviews. People always get all freaked out about bad reviews and, oh my gosh, I wanna delete them. I love them. One, not only do bad reviews give us that feedback on what we can improve on if we really did mess up, I want future guests to know that we take that feedback seriously and we welcome it. Secondly, if it's a BS review, which every once in a while you'll get that unhappy customer that you just couldn't please, you did everything right and it didn't go the way they wanted it, so they leave you a bad review. Now, this gives me the opportunity to respond in a professional manner that shares our side of the story. They make your brand real. Bad reviews make you an actual real person. Now, if you were getting 9 out of 10 bad reviews that are 1 star, that's another story, but a few bad reviews here and there are going to happen, and it lets your future customers know you're active, you're reviewing these things, and you're receiving all of that feedback. And my final tip, never pay for reviews. Google and pretty much all platforms are too smart for that nowadays, and this even includes offering product incentives or service incentives in exchange for reviews, and that is against Google's terms of service, which if they find out, it will greatly harm your Google ranking and sometimes will even pull your business listing and profile down altogether. So you're better off just following this very simple system, doing what you need to do, being consistent, and knowing and trusting that you're going to get great reviews when you put out a great service and a great product. Well, there you have it, a super simple process on how to get business reviews online. This is literally the exact process that I followed to take the Play Park Lodge from zero to 200 plus five-star reviews in just 6 months. And what I will continue to do, I mean, it's not rocket science, right? So I'm gonna follow this, rinse and repeat this over and over. We'll optimize things, but this will get us to 300 to 400, hopefully 1,000 reviews. So if you enjoyed this video, be sure to smash that like button, subscribe to my channel for weekly videos, and don't forget to drop me a comment below. If you want more information on the Play Park Lodge or a 10% discount, you can find that in the show description below as well. And I am curious, what platform do you like best for your own business reviews? Let me know below. And don't forget to check out the show description for all of my free offerings, free real estate investing course, or if you want a free investment portfolio review, you can get more information on how to do that as well. And last but not least, if you are someone looking to scale your investments and your business from that 6 to 7 figures mark by working with me one-on-one, you can find more details in the show description below. Until next video, cheers, my friends.